Y'all heard the show earlier a few minutes ago. Thank you for those that's tuned in and that's staying connected to the show. We ran a little behind it, of course. Here in South Carolina, we woke up this morning and we had a little frost on the ground. And if you know, anybody that knows it, that a little bit of frost on the ground in South Carolina has severe consequences. I've lived a lot of places in my life, man, and I can remember. And it's funny because I got my daughter in the studio with me this morning. I can remember living in Ohio. So we're going to crack the show up. But let me tell you something, a little quick story. I can remember living in Ohio and walking her to the bus stop with snow coming down. The snow was coming down from everywhere, but the bus was on its way to pick her up, to take her to Springdale Elementary School. And they weren't having that in Ohio. But anyway, this morning we got up and we had a little frost on the ground. The bridges got a little iced up. And unfortunately, the professor, T. Bass, which is in the studios with me this morning on the ones and twos, got held up in that. I don't know. I mean, I know you're a bad man, but how did you manage to work through all that this morning, man? Because it's a little different for us here in South Carolina.
It's called a detour. Yeah, 526 is shut down as we speak.
Wow.
So it looks like maybe a bad accident has occurred on top of the Westmoreland right there between West Ashley and North Charleston.
Cool.
So they're rerouting. If you're in West Ashley right now and you're trying to go to North Charleston, I would suggest don't go that way.
Right.
Go over the Cosgrove or what they used to call the North Bridge.
Okay.
Because, they actually have one entire side is shut down.
Wow.
And they're having traffic that would go one way. They're going opposite of there. So it must be a pretty bad accident. But those bridges are, 24, 25 degrees this morning. All that moisture just, it glazed up.
That's right. And that's right.
If you're not living in a Cincinnati or see, I grew up as a child in North Dakota. So
right. Certainly.
Trust me, this to them, this would be nothing.
Absolutely, man.
To us, this is something.
Absolutely.
You gotta be careful out there.
T basement. I dread those days living in states and in other countries where it snow like crazy. I dread those days, but guess what? I don't want them. I don't want no more snow shovels.
I don't want
no more salt to put on my driveway. Yeah. I don't want that no more. That's why I came home.
Amen.
To beautiful South Carolina with frost on the ground this morning.
Most of the time.
Right.
Most. Not all, but most of the time you don't have to worry about it. But
absolutely.
Every blue moon.
Absolutely. And it's good that the weather changes cold just sometimes. You know, we need that.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, in the studio this morning with me, and what a beautiful morning. It is going to be... I have my daughter in the studio with me this morning. And before I get to Savannah, having her in the studio, let me pay homage to them sponsors. Because if I don't mention them, then Savannah won't be able to talk. I won't be able to come over the airways to you. You wouldn't be drinking your mimosa and your coffee and your tea anymore. You'd be sitting there angry. Where's the Jay Rice Show? Sponsors. Dorothy's Funeral Home. F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport. Geechee Seafood, bubbing them down at the Shrimp Dock in Mount Pleasant. Gyrus Place in Charlotte, North Carolina. I know you're listening. Johnson Hall Funeral Home. Hannibal's Kitchen. The Jefferson Building, a building with four different businesses in it on Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant. Get to know that business. The Family Seafood Market. The only seafood market in the county. Black-owned seafood market in the county. You go check them out. Check Masters, check cash and location, and then the Tree of Life Ministry on Rivers Avenue, Wallace and Tammy. Thank you all for checking in. Thank you all for being a sponsor and part of the show. Thank all my sponsors. They're the ones that make this show possible. So on Sunday mornings when you cut on the Jay Rice Show like millions of listeners do, then just make sure you know that these are the people that make the show possible. So the information I bring to you, I bring it to you because they allow me to do it. I don't have to get their approval on Saturdays for my information I'm going to bring on Sundays. But I know what will happen if I brought up some information on Sunday morning that they may not agree. I'll get that call Sunday by, say, 10 minutes after the show. So I'm doing something right, T-Base. And, the sponsors,
yes, sir.
They ain't calling up and ready to cancel the show and all that kind of stuff, right? So we'll try to stay clear away from that as much as I can. I do have a lot of things I'll be saying, though, that sometimes I wonder, you know, am I within my legal bounds? But we'll drive the Jay Rice Show right on into this Sunday morning segment. David Mack, you're on the air on Saturdays from 1 to 2. And David, you have inspired me, and radio, you on Saturdays, you have managed to create what is called the D-Mac Show plus 1 and 2. You bring your sons in the studios, man, with you, and I've always admired that. Like, listen to David Mack, and then listen to little David, and you know, and it's always cool, right, TBA, to listen to that generational flow.
Oh yeah.
So it kind of tells you the things that are happening in their house. So David Mack, I know you guys are listening. I got in the studio with me this morning, Savannah Wright, my other half, my daughter, is in the studio with me this morning. So we're gonna call this the Savannah segment. She got some things she want to talk about. You know, her and I, and her little years of living, we butt head all the time because I think she learned a lot about me. So I want to thank you, Savannah, for being in the studio with me this morning. Good morning. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. This is the Jay Wright Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
So you're in the studio with me. You've talked a while for a long time, and raise your voice. I know I want to hear your outside voice because I know you have them. I'm your dad. you talked about the Savannah segment and why you think it's important that you be in the studio with me and create this whole new youth movement, because today is what we call Youth Sunday. And this ain't church. This social and civic engagement here on a youth level. So a little while, we'll have a guest on, a young lady that started her own business. And then Savannah, you know, you got this wake thing going on and you're in the studio now. What is the Savannah segment and why should my listening audience be a part of this? And before we go any further, the number to call in, if you want to talk to me, I know you want to talk to Jay Wright, but if for some reason Savannah got a little more popularity than I do, the phone number to hear her, engage with her, is 843-308-9564 is the number. 843-308-9564 is the number. You call up to the studio, you're going to talk to Professor T-Bays first, the first line of defense, then you might get to the right party. Savannah Wright and Jay Wright. So, Savannah, a couple things I want to get in right quick because I got to create somewhat of a monologue. That's what I do every Sunday. You know, you listen.
Yeah.
So, you know, last Sunday I wasn't feeling that well. Wasn't COVID, but you know, I wish I was in the studio and I didn't get a chance to be in here. But one of the things I also want to say too, you know, there is right now there is this huge COVID spike and things that are happening now, you know. And I respect everybody's personal rights to the virus that's been affecting over 349 million and somewhere in 5.5 million have died, you know, worldwide. But, you know, and those are not my numbers, but I do respect the numbers enough to say whether they're a million off, or a million right. This is really, and this is truly something we've never seen before. So, you know, with this, how do we manage, right? Everybody got their own personal rights, and I want you to have them. You got the right. And I'm going to talk about a few things that I see that seem to be a little different for me as I try to understand others in relations to a pandemic that we're in for 2 years and now the actions that I'm seeing from some people. And I'll engage Savannah in that. But, Savannah, let's talk about you and your youthful friends and college, and what has the last 2 or 3 years been like for you and your generation?
Well, it has been hard because one thing I'm not a virtual learner.
Okay.
I'm more of a person who needs to see things and I like to touch things, but it is different because I can't go on like my regular campus and do the things that we normally do, like have parties, more functions, and everything
parties.
Like that.
Go ahead, Savannah.
Yeah, parties, they're fun. But it is different now because looking back at it in 2019 or like the beginning of 2020, basically the buildup before COVID, it's two completely different things. And it's two completely different things because we did parties, we had functions, we were together all the time. But now, especially on, you know, Voorhees College campus, because I am a Tiger,
Go ahead.
We have to split up. And then we do have, I know for a fact that we do have weekly COVID tests. But that's to make sure that numbers are down. But Voorhees is a smaller campus. So bigger campuses like Howard or like FAMU or even Bethune-Cookman, they have different regulations, but it's so many regulations now to even be on campus. So it's completely different.
So, I mean, so different that that it's that virtual is the it seemed to be the best option because of the lack of party, as you indicated, or, you know.
I mean, but it's not always parties. Like, it's other things, too. Like, we have, I know for a fact, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we had chapel and also assembly. Chapel because, you know, Voorhees is, you know, a Christian school. And then we had assembly because we had different speakers come in and things like that. So it was not even more so parties, but then we also have, you know, matriculation, coronation, and convocation that we have to go to get our credits for the semesters and things like that. So, I mean, it doesn't always have to be parties, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't, you know, I just kind of stood out. You know, something stand out when it's your daughter and she's, you know, communicating. So that stood out to me. But anyway, you know, I have to say it's been really challenging for you, for your generation, mm-hmm. in particular in the last couple of years, because as I was saying earlier with COVID, you know, if it's okay, can I share your experience? Are you willing to share your experience?
Sure, why not?
Well, just share them. I mean, you, she's in the studio with me simply today because, Savannah has a negative test. But let's talk about the COVID situation and recently for you.
So it's kind of weird because one, I am vaccinated along, you know, with my father. So it's weird because, you know, I don't do anything besides, you know, go to work, come home, come see my parents. You know, sometimes I hang around certain friends, but, you know, we're all in the clear and things like that. So I caught it, I want to say probably within the first week of January, and I did wake up with a sore throat, and that probably lasted like 2 or 3 days. And I had a headache for a few days. But other than that, like, I didn't have any other symptoms. I got tested. One of my tests never came back. So I got tested again. And then, you know, I got a positive test result. And considering that I was coming home, I got that positive maybe within the last week and a half. And, you know, I told my dad about it because, you know, he had been talking about me coming on the show. And I told him, I was like, you know, Dad, I can't come home. And he's like, well, why? What's going on now? Da da da. And I told him, and he was like, well, are you okay? My dad and my mom checked up on me every single day. They call me like 4 or 5 times a day just to check up on me. And I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I don't have any symptoms. And that's the weird part about it. I had symptoms in the beginning, but I didn't have symptoms in the end. But I got retested this Thursday, and I got my results back Saturday morning with a negative result, thank God. So that's why, you know, I'm here today. So
thank you for sharing that story, Savannah, because it's important. Why? Because number one, you know, like the Professor T-Bays, like Savannah, and like I said, that 349 million others, whether those numbers are right or wrong, that's a lot of people that's been infected. So you can get infected by this. But what I think what has gotten lost in this whole concept of the last couple of years is the ability to communicate the fact that you may have caught the virus.
Yeah, because I can say it is, like, I understand why people don't communicate it, but at the same time, like, you need to communicate it because not only are you affecting yourself, but you're also affecting the people that you live with, the people that you go to work with, the people who you could possibly even go to Walmart with or anything like that. So it is a thing where you have to, you know, verbalize it. It is embarrassing. I mean, I was kind of scared to tell you, but, you know, I had to tell you for the sake of, you know, you're my parents and I wanted to come home and things like that. So, you know, I just feel as though, you know, if you come up with a positive test, like, don't be afraid to, like, tell your parents or tell the people that you're around, because it's better safe than sorry, because one, not everybody is vaccinated. Thankfully, I'm vaccinated, so I didn't have, you know, that many problems or anything like that. But, you know, tell the people that you're around, because, you know, it's, you rather be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, what's funny about that is to not share is the same thing to spread.
Right.
So if you don't share it, then all you can potentially do is spread it.
Right.
Case in point. And I got my young, again, this is Youth Sunday. I want to keep it light, but there's still some issues I got to get out there. Two, couple crazy points. You know me. I like that whole dummy of the week thing I got going on. And, you know, Fred Sanford's my boy. So when I say that, you big dummy, you know, I just think of Fred Sanford. He's talking to Lamont or whoever he may be talking to. So last week I wanted didn't get a chance to share who my dummy of the week was last week. But it's important enough that I mention him this week. And I hope that I don't, you know, touch anybody the wrong way when I say this. But last week I just have to mention him. My dummy of the week would have had to be the Pope. Case, the reason why, and you know, I hope I don't get kicked off show for this, but, and I hope the Catholic folks don't get mad at me. But one of the things I will say is the Pope, I thought, you know, I thought he was irresponsible when he made the comment that people were becoming selfish, choosing dogs and cats over kids. I cannot believe he made that comment. To me, that deserved the dummy of the week, because that to me was quite irresponsible for the Pope to say that we were becoming selfish by choosing dogs and cats over having kids. I does nuns have kids? Or am I wrong? I mean, because Savannah, don't laugh. I'm asking a question. Because this is the Jay Rice Show. 843-308-9564 is the number. So the question about the Pope being a dummy, can the Pope be the dummy of the week? And then, you know, because of his stature. And then number two, is he at best irresponsible for that comment? That was something I wanted to ask you last week. So I'm going to get your comment on that. But before I do that, I do have my guest that's calling to the show in a few minutes. But one thing I also want to make sure I get in really quickly, and we'll circle back to everything as I always do. Martin Luther King's birthday, we just celebrated the other day. That was a huge undertaking. And the person I learned this week that was responsible for the Martin Luther King creation of the holiday in 1983 to Ronald Reagan was Stevie Wonder. I learned this week that Stevie Wonder was the man behind the movement. It wasn't none of the black politicians, white PRR, whatever. None of those RID folks. No RID pushed this. It was Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder was the one that pushed this. And I learned this week that it took him 2 years, 2.5 years to take off from music, to take off from tours, just to lobby D&R people to push this to a national holiday. Stevie Wonder. I did not know that. How clever, right? He led the movement to create the holiday in 1983 to Ronald Reagan, and then he made millions off a song that says, "Happy Birthday to You." Pretty clever, huh, T-Bass?
Well, isn't that the world we live in?
That's the world we live in.
But he, I think, see, when you do something good and then benefit from it, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
His priority wasn't to make money.
Absolutely. There you go,
but
T-Bass.
In his effort, he did make money.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So, yes, something you little known fact that I didn't clearly know, that Stevie Wonder played such an instrumental role and the creation of that. You know, and society judges us by what we do. So society will judge Stevie Wonder by what he does. And one thing I know in this world that I live in, and as long as I've been living, and the things that I've done and the things I continue to advocate for, it is so, so popular to do nothing. That's very popular. There's a lot of people that's doing that. Now, to do something, that's not popular in every arena. So when you look at Martin King, what he stepped up and said things that was not popular, even amongst people that look just like him. So that whole popularity thing, do something. If you do something, your whole popularity will go down because there are folks that don't want to see you do things that's popular. Jump right into my guest. I got something popular going on and something important going on this morning. I got Youth Sunday. Good morning. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Rice Show. Good morning. We'll get that guest up here in just a second. Hello? Good morning.
Yes, your young lady, is it Karina?
Kalia.
Kalia's there. Kalia, speak up.
Kalia?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kalia. My guest this morning on the Jay Rice Show is Kalia. Kalia, this is Youth Sunday, and I wanted to have you on the Jay Rice Show this morning because in the studio with me, as you know, I have Savannah Wright, and Savannah have called this show the Savannah segment. I don't know how she can just take over the show, but I'm going to allow her.
Because I can do that.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good response, right? So, Kalia, I want to thank you for taking time out this morning to be on the Jay Rice Show because you're doing something amazing, and this is Youth Sunday. I want everybody and the millions of listeners on the Jay Rice Show to know who Kalia is, this new CEO, what you're doing. So, Savannah, this is your interview.
Okay.
Thank you, Kalia.
Thank you.
Okay, so who is Kalia Marie?
Kalia Marie is a 16-year-old entrepreneur and an influencer to the youth and many more. I have a business called Kalia Marie Cosmetics, and I sell cosmetic products like lip gloss, lip balms, lip scrub, and everything is vegan and cruelty-free. It's all natural, and everything's handmade, so I do everything, like, myself. Like, it's all my work, and then I have the help of my mom. My mom's, like, my momager. So she helps me with my influencing and, like, my brand and my graphic designing. She's everything behind that. And, I'm a 16-year-old. I also do cheerleading. I'm a cheerleader. I've been cheering for maybe 12 years or so now. 12 years. And I'm a honor student in school. I'm a 11th grade in high school. And this is almost my last year, but not yet. But, yeah.
Okay, so what made you want to, you know, build your own business?
What made me want to build my own business is basically, so I've always wanted to have that entrepreneur field in my life. So because I'm surrounded by a lot of entrepreneurs in my family, my dad, my uncle, my mom, a lot of my family's entrepreneurs, my grandparents have their own business. So I always wanted to have my own business, and I started off doing, like, art and, like, doing pictures and giving it to people, and I started selling jewelry. But I never found anything that I was actually into doing. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, I love lip gloss so much. And I'm like, why don't I just create my own brand and use my own stuff and sell my own things? So then that gave me the idea that I should do that, and I thought that I would actually take that serious. And then I was at the age to where I wanted to build responsibility. So I just chose to start my own business, and I started my business after my 15th birthday, I started my business, and from there, it just started growing slowly. I wanted everything to be presented differently from how you see normal young black-owned businesses. I wanted to stand out from everyone, because my target market isn't just for young people, it's for everyone of all ages, and even men. I also sell men products. I sell men's lip balm. I will have some things probably coming in later for the men too. But that's a little bit about my business. Okay. And yeah, my slogan for my business is Be You That's Beautiful, because I always say to be yourself, because I want everybody to have like that self-love, that self-confidence for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I really want to get out there to the society.
Okay. And what can you give other, not even just teens, but, you know, people my age, other, you know, older people who want to build a business, like what kind of tips can you give them to, you know, go ahead and give them, you know, that first kickstart?
The tips I would give them is to plan ahead, really to plan ahead and to just be on your feet and be quick and also have patience, because honestly, during this time, like COVID is around, it was kind of difficult because you have to worry about packaging being delayed and things going wrong. And it's like, it's kind of complicated. And sometimes you just have to have patience and you have to be mentally in it, because sometimes it can be overwhelming. So you have to just make sure you're all the way there and that's what you really want to do, and just stay motivated and stay focused on what you want to do. And then you'll do it and you'll be great.
Okay.
And make sure you have like a schedule and a planner. That will definitely help a lot. Scheduling ahead and planning ahead.
Of course. And so can you possibly give us, you know, the website or any social media that we can possibly, you know, look up your line or possibly, you know, order? Because I do hear that you do have a website now.
Yes, my website launched on New Year's. The website is www.kaliamarie.com. I'll say it again. It's www.kaliamarie.com. We're also having a Valentine's Day super sale. It is going to be buy one, get one, 50% off, and we're also selling Valentine's Day kits. So it'll come with about 3 glosses inside of it. So make sure you guys go purchase your lip glosses if you're interested.
And then can you also do me a favor and spell your website? Because, you know, not a lot of people know how to spell Kalia. So spell that out for me, please.
So it is, so you know, it's www. And then it's K-A-L-I-Y-A-H, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, .com. I'm going to say it again. www.kaliyahmarie.com.
Okay, Kalia, thank you so much for tuning on to the show today.
Kalia, I did have a question, if I can. Let me interrupt the Savannah segment because this is new. This is a new thing, right? Because this is the Jay Rice Show, and I like to, you know, have my voice heard. Kalia, I want to thank you so much because it's very important.
Thank you.
Number one, it's very important that on a Sunday morning in the middle of, while a lot of people are preparing for church and are even at church, they get this opportunity on a Sunday morning to listen to social and civic issues that matter just as much as, you know, getting your religion on. You got to have religion, but you got to have social and you got to have civic involvement. And I think it's a credit, a huge credit to the Jay Rice Show to have a young lady on like yourself talking about owning a business and taking on a responsibility that a lot of 40 and 50 year old listeners right now are still not ready and I ain't willing to take on the same responsibility. So I think it's huge. And I think having a Sunday segment that has Savannah in the studio and young, and I got young audience like yourself, young entrepreneurs, I think that's good. I think that's good for the future of the Jay Rice Show. One of the things I want to mention when you said your target market. And, you know, number one, to hear that from a 16-year-old talk about a target market, that's a big deal. I think that's pretty cool, right? But, you know, I have always been one, and, you know, I do radio other places, and I've always been one to say that I've never in my days, and have as a business owner, have I ever said, I like black money or white money. All the money I ever seen was green. The one that helped me move along was green. So keep that target market of a global, because you living in a global society where everybody is as a potential customer, right? Everybody.
Yeah.
And if you just segment who you want your target market to be, then that's going to always create some challenges. So global, look global, diversify yourself. Because we live in a diverse society. I clearly know that that's one of the things that I've done all my life with Savannah, you know, not only living in Ohio as she grew up, but when we travel, I wanted her to understand the diversity associated with America. And having you on this morning and having this Sunday segment with the Savannah Wright Sunday morning segment and having young people on the show, this is great for me for the future of 2022 and Savannah, so let's talk about not only what Kalia is doing, but I think how does what your desires with the way thing go? How does all that work? Did you and Kalia talk about these things?
Well, one, yes, me and Kalia talk about everything, down to the nitty gritty. Me and Kalia talk about everything, and I tell her all the time, you know, I just want to make wigs, you know, because I personally do them for myself because I have came to the point of where now, personally, me, I take my natural hair like more serious than I did, you know, back in high school. I would do more protective styles and things like that. But, you know, me and Kalia have talked about it because personally, I know, you know, she likes wigs. I like wigs. I tell her all the time, you know, I'm going to make, you know, wigs for her. But we talk about it all the time about, you know, how much money I need to put in my business or who else would help me, you know, build my business. You know, what do I have to do? The certain steps to, you know, get those license, get, you know, my brand out or even my products out. So, yeah, we talk about it a lot.
You know, that's a big deal because, you know, if I can't say, I mean, well, I guess I can say, I mean, daddy, I can say about whatever. Savannah's 21 years old and she's talking to Kalia, a 16-year-old, about business. And Savannah's taking advice from Kalia. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal. So all you folks out there that's in the millions of listeners that, you know, you're a lot older than Jay Wright, you might want to listen to me. No, maybe not me, but you might want to listen to Savannah and Kalia and those guys, because they're teaching us something and we can learn something. So this is really good for radio, but this is good for society to be aware that, you know, you got two young black women, young black women that are seeing, you know, life differently than how we see them. And then Savannah's ability to reach down to Kalia at 16 says a lot, right? That says a lot about their future.
Yes.
So Kalia, I want to thank you so much for being on this morning with me. This is the Jay Wright Show, but it's the Savannah segment.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
So thank you, Savannah. Any parting words for Kalia?
Kalia, I just want to let you know that I am so proud of you and what you're doing. And I tell you that all the time. I tell you that all the time. But
yes.
I personally have seen Kalia, you know, in action. I seen her at a pop-up shop sometime last year. I want to say, was that May, April? It was one of the two. And
yeah.
I personally have, you know, two lip glosses from Kalia, and I use them all the time. So her cosmetic line is really good. And I know for a fact from the time of last year until now, she has definitely improved because, you know, she changes her recipe and everything like that. And so I know she has made improvements. So, you know, shop Kalia Marie. But Kalia, I am so proud of you.
Yes, thank you. And speaking on improvements, there's many, many more being made. It's going to be a lot of not reconstructing, but like just like everything's just gonna be not better, but everything's gonna be branded much better. And I just want to continue to grow and just expand my business and my brand.
Of course, so, of course.
Thank you for that, though.
You're welcome.
Well, Kalia, thank you again for being on this morning. This is the start of something new in 2022, the Savannah segment, where she will be in the studio with me as long as I can get her in once a month, maybe. And we get a young person on that's doing something inspiring as you are. And, you know, you help Savannah and you help the Jay Wright Show find those young people that are doing what you're doing, or that inspired to do what you're doing. And let's get them on. I think it's important, as Savannah says, she's really proud of you. It takes a lot, and it's something that we don't always do enough, and that is congratulate one another. You know, I think we can do a better job of that, you know, congratulating each other, because it helps build character. And, you know, so thank you so much, Kalia. And I'm extremely proud of you, and you keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And always know that, you know, you might be popular, but when you get on the Jay Wright Show, your popularity increased by four folds. You become so much popular once you're on the Jay Wright Show. But we'll talk about that later in the week, all right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Savannah, you know, that's a big deal. Having young people on, and you know a bunch of young folks that are doing some things. I think there was somebody else you were trying to get on the show as well. Let's talk about that person and what they're doing, even though they couldn't get on the show. We're going to give him a little rub anyway.
I'm going to give him, you know, a little rep,
okay.
But he, you know, hopefully the next time we have the show, hopefully he cooperates and, you know, gets on. Henry Adam Brower is a student at Voorhees College. He is also our Mr. Voorhees. If I'm not mistaken, he is the 8th Mr. Voorhees College this year, and he has his own clothing brand. And so I know for a fact he sells sweatsuits, shirts, hats, and things like that. He has an Instagram and everything like that. And he promotes his brand literally everywhere he goes. I know for a fact during State's homecoming, he ended up, you know, promoting his brand. And they had a pop-up shop, I believe, during Claflin's homecoming. And I know that he supported his brand. And I know, because he lives in North Carolina, I know he's, you know, showed his brand out to different people. And it's been a few celebrities that, you know, he's seen who, you know, of course, celebrities come to HBCUs, or if you could just see them regularly walking on the street wherever their hometown is. So he does a good job, like, promoting his brand. But, you know, hopefully sooner or later we'll get Henry on the show.
Well, you know, that's I would love to, because I would love to get Henry on, because it's always good to talk to young entrepreneurs, and to know the struggles and the success that they're having, to either take on something that, you know, that's challenging, right? There's something about this world that we live in, and you know, I've always been a huge promoter of this, Amanda, that when you get right there to that fork in the road, if you take the left to the road that least traveled, then you're not challenging yourself. You know, you got to sometimes take that road to the right, you know, and challenge yourself, you know, and have a willingness to say, now I'm not going to take the road less traveled. I'm going to take the road that's going to come with hurdles. I'm going to take the road that's going to come with stumbling blocks. Because all of that are nothing more than things that make you better.
Of course.
So now when we talk about going forward in 2022 and this whole idea that you want to create the Savannah segment, number one, let me tell you something about the Savannah segment. You gotta get some sponsors. No. T-Base, I'm on it, right? You got to get some sponsors for the Savannah segment.
You can't be my sponsor?
Okay, I'll be your sponsor. Listen, number one, we're going to create the Savannah segment in 2022. So what should we anticipate? And what are some of the things that I'd like for you to talk about? I wanted you to talk about, you know, the different things that are going on at HBCUs and, you know, some of the grants and things that are happening. You're going to graduate college this year. And once you graduate, I still want you to be that huge, you know, advocate. Because, number one, I brought you home so that you could be a graduate of the Wando High School. And I did that. So, you know, you're an alumni because of the Wando High School that I went to. Yeah. And you know, now you're at Voorhees Historical Black College right here in South Carolina. So what is the Savannah segment going to be like in the future? And what should we expect and my listening audience should expect?
Not only will I be reaching out to, you know, of course, my audience, you know, I am 21, but, you know, anyone younger or anyone older, you know, within the age group, we're going to have a lot of HBCU talk because, you know, I love my HBCU and I love other HBCUs and things like that. We're also going to have college talk, hopefully. And then hopefully, you know, once in a while, I can bring young entrepreneurs and not only girls, because girls are not the only, you know, black entrepreneurs, you know, men are too. So hopefully I'll get, you know, more men on so that they can talk about their businesses and things of that nature. So, yeah, hopefully.
Well, you know, I guess is I got to ask, you know, because I sometimes, you know, like the dib and dab in the political world. And, oh, man, you should see her eyes. They're rolling right now because she's saying to herself, Daddy, you always like to dip and dab in the political world. I like to do it sometimes. But I also like to know that in the future of the Savannah segment, that there is some conversation that will happen about current issues, you know, as relates to, you know, the things that are going on around the world beyond whether it's social, whether it's civic, whether it's, you know, something that may have happened, you know, because right now, I feel bad for your age group because of all the things that you guys are seeing. And there's this huge, just consistent, I mean, quite consistent shootings that are happening around the world. And they seem to never stop.
Right.
And if your audience, if your age group, if y'all are listening and y'all paying attention to social media, you guys are being bombarded with nothing but violence.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know that when we were growing up, T-Base, and you might can agree, we never witnessed this level of violence or the level of activity. I mean, things are happening that are absolutely amazing. And, you know, we just did not experience that. So I hope that that's some of the things that you guys talk about as well throughout this segment, because I want to know what young people think about the level of violence that they're seeing. And,
of course,
you know, it's now happening to people that you know.
Right.
Right?
Right. And I will say, yes, we will get into talks about that because, you know, not most of the time our voices aren't always heard. Yes, we can post something on social media, but it's not always, you know, known. So I feel like the young voices, you know, need to be heard. And especially considering all the gun violence, that is, you know, a big topic that I feel like we do need to talk about, you know, within, you know, our generation and things like that. So, yes, we'll be talking about that, too.
So good. So then what is in your conversation today, is that something that you guys often talk about, the level of violence? Or because, you know, I'm one of the things I'm always telling you anytime, you know, where we talk is I'm not one to like to tell you, Savannah, what to do. I gave up on that. That didn't work. Right. So what I do is I just say, Savannah, watch your surroundings.
Of course.
And, you know, not only you, but Samira and, you know, young people, when I talked to them the first time, I said, just pay attention to your surroundings because a lot is happening.
Of course.
So is that something that when you guys are talking about hanging out, is there something that you all are paying attention to?
Yes. And considering that, you know, I do have more girls in my friend group than I do have boys. So it is more of us. And I feel like, you know, us as young women and not even young women, like young black women, we do have to watch our surroundings. and things like that. So we do talk about it, especially considering if we want to go certain places where we're like, no, you know, after a certain time, you know, it's a little violent out there. So we do talk about that, at least within my friend group. I know for a fact that we talk about it. And not only my friend group here in Charleston, but my friend group in like at Voorhees and things like that, because I do have multiple friend groups. So we do talk about that when it's time for us to hang out and things like that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that y'all talk about it because it's real. It's happening. That's why it's always important that I, you know, I often say to you, watch your surroundings, because, you know, one thing that has not been active on the HBCU campuses per, you know, versus, let's just say Colorado, for example. There's not all these mass shootings on HBCU campuses, so which that's good, right? We don't want them anywhere,
right?
But just in the state of Colorado, that's almost a weekly, a monthly occurrence. School shootings is something to that magnitude. And speaking of school shootings, I want to also mention my dummy of the week, because you know I gave you the Pope and his issues. I don't know what's going on with him. You know, maybe too much wine, but anyway. too much mimosas on Sunday morning listening to Jay Rice Show. But my dummy of the week this week, I got to give it to you, right? It's this lady from Virginia. You know the Jay Rice Show, the promo is, if it's happening here around the world, I talk about it. My dummy of the week this week is a lady from Virginia. This woman had the audacity. She had the audacity to threaten the school board, telling them that if they were to put her kids in mask on Monday, that she had guns loaded at home, and she was going to bring them to the school. She literally said this in front of the school board. She is a big dummy. She is my dummy of the week. But let me tell you something else about this story that might be a little interesting to you as well, is that not only is she the dummy of the week on the Jay Rice Show, but this big dummy not only made this public comment about coming and shooting up schools, and we know we're just talking about school shootings. She also was asked by local authorities to call and apologize. She might be a dummy, but this whole situation is just baffling, right? That she was asked to call and apologize. On the Jay Wright Show, you know, I don't know everything. I could be wrong, but I'm Jay Wright. And I will say this, that is unheard of. That woman should have been arrested immediately, but she didn't get arrested immediately. She was asked to apologize. Eventually, she did get arrested, and she posted $500 bond, and, you know, she's on some charges. But, you know, things like that is just absolutely baffling.
Did she get arrested because she wouldn't apologize, or did she apologize?
Professor T. Bass, you are the professor, and you are, you could very well be on to something, because I don't know why she got arrested, but that could be the case. She may not have apologized in a timely fashion. They may have said, Rebecca or Karen, whatever her name was, you have this much time. I don't have her name, so you look her up. She's from Virginia. She threatened the school board. And so these are the things that, you know, that are happening. And, you know, that's why I'm always concerned about my daughter and her surroundings and kids and their surroundings, because, you know, right here in school, there's these issues. You know, right here in Charleston, there's an issue that, and I'm going to try to get somebody on to talk about it a little more, about this whole, with the school board and this, oh my God, I had it written down to bring it to your attention, but there's this whole effort to reimagine school project or something that's going on. I think you've heard of it if you live here locally. I'd like to find out more about that and find out what's the ins and outs on it. I do know Darren Goss with the Coastal Community Foundation, and I do know some of those that are opposed to it. I don't want to see it happen. But I just think, you know, school board and school in general has taken on a whole new meaning over the last couple of years, in particular with this mask mandate and some of the most vocal parents that have now come out. And so I think anything now relating to school board is going to be challenging, because, you know, you got that one common denominator, you know, virtual versus in-school learning. And Savannah talked about the whole virtual experience, and she doesn't like it. But it is where we are now. And so, you know, Savannah, we got a couple minutes before the show's over. Thank you so much for being in with me this morning. And thank you for lining up Kalia and starting this whole new Sunday segment and with young people on. Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. I had fun today.
You have fun today?
Yeah, I did. I did have fun today.
That's good. That's good. So it's important that you do have fun. Does Voorhees and South Carolina State and those schools, do they have a local radio station?
I'm not necessarily sure about, you know, South Carolina State and Clapham because, you know, I don't go there. Okay. But but I know Voorhees does have one in place. Do I know if they're up and running? I have absolutely no clue. But we do have a radio station. It is ran by students. Mostly the mass communication majors are over the radio station, and not only the radio station, but also the recording of, you know, our basketball games, our women and our men's basketball games and things like that. So we do have a radio station, but if it's up and running, I have no clue at the moment.
Well, we got to get that up and running because we got to get the Jay Rice Show and the Savannah segment with Professor T-Bass in the studio running the controls. We got to get us on the college campuses so that the young folks can be a part of this Jay Rice Show because this is an experience. And we're planning, as Kalia said, to try to do it better in 2022.
Right.
So in order to plan and do it better, we got to be a little more inclusive. We got to add everybody. Bring everybody to the table. The Jay Rice Show and the sponsors, they make up the show. Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, Geechee Seafood down at the Shrimp Dock in Mount Pleasant, Gyrus Place, Johnson Hall Funeral Home, Hannibal's Kitchen, the Jefferson Building on Highway 17, Family Seafood Market, Check Cashin, Check Masters, Tree of Life Ministry on Rivers Avenue. Those are the sponsors. Those are the people that make up the show. It is always a pleasure to be on the airwaves on Sunday morning. Today, your discussion can be whether or not the Pope could be a dummy of the week, whether or not his comment is fitting. Thank you again. It's a pleasure to have my daughter in the studio with me. David Mack, I've been jealous for a long time, brother. I brought my own in, so I'm following your footsteps, man. Thank you so much. Professor T-Bass, it's always a pleasure having you in with me, man. And,
yes, sir.
And stay in peace. Until next week, Savannah, closing comments.
Thank y'all for tuning into the show, and this is not the first, and this won't be the last Savannah segment, so stay tuned for 2022.
All right, thank y'all so much. Take care, enjoy your day, and y'all stay in peace.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me.